A panel created by the Institute of Medicine is calling for a national network of blood banks to store umbilical cord blood. The blood is valuable because it contains stem cells, which can be used to treat many life-threatening blood disorders and cancers. The panel says a single national cord blood bank would save many lives. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
Doctors use stem cells from umbilical cords to treat certain cancers when other treatments fail, or when patients suffer severe blood disorders like sickle cell anemia. Blood from umbilical cords can also help immune deficiencies like the bubble boy of years ago and certain rare metabolic diseases like that portrayed in the movie Lorenzo's Oil. Dr. John Wagner is a pediatrician at the University of Minnesota who directs research into blood and marrow transplant. He says that in pretty much every way, a stem cell transplant using cord blood is simpler and safer than other organ transplants, starting with how it's collected.
There are many children that are born where the placenta is then just discarded, but what we're doing now is we're just collecting the blood that remains in that placenta, and then these cells are very potent and are capable of recovering the blood and marrow after they're transplanted in patients who've received chemotherapy and radiation.
After it's collected, the blood cells from the placenta and umbilical cord are stored in a freezer. The problem today, says Wagner, there is no centralized system, no uniform standards. There are over 22 different cord blood banks in the country. Some are reliable, he says, some are not.
One extraordinary example was when the cord blood unit shipped to us for a specific patient turned out to be the wrong unit. And that was simply identified that there was a mix-up in the labeling of the bag. So therefore, what that meant is that we could have been infusing the wrong unit that was completely mismatched, that would have almost been a lethal event.
Fortunately, Wagner caught that one. But how many times, he asks, do frightening mistakes like that occur? Wagner served on the Institute of Medicine committee that is recommending a uniform national policy of collection, storage, and dissemination. Columbia University nursing professor Christine Gebby chaired the committee.
Right now, if you were a transplanter with a patient who needed a transplant and you thought a cord blood unit might be right, you have no single portal to go to say, this is the kind of cord blood I need. Tell me what's out there.
Gebby says a cohesive national system could help nearly 12,000 Americans, especially African Americans and other racial minorities. Right now, bone marrow transplant is most commonly used, but it's difficult to find matches, particularly for racial and ethnic minorities. It's easier with umbilical cord blood, and because the stem cells come from the placenta, the immune system is less likely to reject them. Gebby says a national bank will increase the number and quality of cord blood units available for transplant, and that could help 90% of all patients who need a stem cell transplant. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.